More troops are headed to the Central African Republic. Filipinos are having an impact on typhoon relief. And Christmas won't be over on December 25th in Uganda this year. We'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A spasm of violence in the Central African Republic last week is finally provoking action. The United Nations is sending more troops to restore order. Christians are being targeted by rebels because they're associated with the old regime. Open Doors' David Curry says,
what it's meant is that Muslim forces have been attacking Christian churches and people, individuals who are known to be believers, and it's gotten to be very, very dangerous.
Because churches and Christian ministries have been attacked, believers are scared.
It makes it very difficult for people to share their faith, makes attending church very, very difficult, if not impossible. There are all kinds of ways that it affects the normal expressions of worship.
Open Doors teams are bringing relief supplies to refugee camps. They're also launching a prayer campaign specifically for the CAR. We'll pass on the details when we get them. Until then, look at the links on our website.
Prayer is a central part of this. We need folks to begin to pray for the Central African Republic believers.
Meanwhile, it's been about a month since Typhoon Haiyan hit the Philippines. Advancing Native Missions is having an impact. Since they work with Native Filipino ministries, they've been able to deliver food, water, supplies, and medical aid to those suffering from the storm. A&M workers like the Montez family have been able to get in to help people on Samar previously unreached by the government. Their work is only limited by lack of funding. Help A&M by calling our resource line. This is Mission Network News. A lot hangs in the balance in the next few weeks. Gospel for Asia will be deciding who gets Christmas gifts and who doesn't. These are gifts that'll give hope and the gospel to families in India. GFA will be determining who will receive rabbits, chicks, goats, cattle, sewing machines, and much more. These items will be used to help families earn a living and help them out of extreme poverty. The gospel's part of it, too. Help make the decision easier by making another gift available. There's a link at our website.